This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health. For those who burn the candle at both ends, Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Bob Rowland, the president and COO of GrainRx. Under his strong leadership and financial acumen, GrainRx has grown into a multi-million dollar enterprise while running three large pharmacies and servicing patients across the U.S. And Mr. Rowland, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Good to have you out, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what does GrainRx do and who do you serve?
Yeah, sure. I'll start with the first part of that question. As you mentioned, we're a long-term care pharmacy based in Pittsburgh, PA, and we have locations in Philadelphia and Denver. Our focus is definitely on senior care. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary here, being a part of a long-term care company that has nursing home patients and PACE patients and all kinds of frail seniors that we take care of. We service patients in about 12 states in the U.S., and our specialty is patient medication adherence and the corresponding medication therapy management that goes along with it. I think what makes us unique is that we attempt to serve both the healthcare provider, the PACE organization, the physicians, and we also have to stay focused on patient care and really work with the patients so that they can meet their medication needs. Our main goals are to assist patients in improving their quality of life, but also, at the same time, trying to reduce the overall cost of unnecessary healthcare expenditures. We all know that if patients are adherent and taking their medications as the doctor outlines for them, we'll have less emergency room visits and less adverse drug events, less hospital stays, so those types of things. So we work really hard working with providers to make sure that multiple goals are made and achieved. In regards to who do we serve, we really do service, again, both the provider and the patient. So we specialize in working with at-risk healthcare organizations like PACE. We try to align our pharmacy services with their needs. This is a B2B model. We work directly with organizations like PACE. It's not what, Eric, you might have seen on TV, a B2C model where pharmacies are reaching directly out to consumers and providing their medications. We hope for the consumer to participate in our Meds to Home program, but they must be a member of an organization like PACE. PACE organizations are available in 31 states, and there's about 135 PACE organizations across the country. And if you want more information about PACE organizations, the National PACE Association of Washington, D.C., does a fine job representing these organizations.
Yeah, Mr. Rowland, certainly appreciate that fine report and overview. In 25 years in business, that certainly says a lot right there. Good stuff. Now, tell us, what measures does GrainRx take to reduce disease transmission and medication administration and management, obviously, given that we're once in a century pandemic?
Yeah, you know, let's, hope when this is over that it's another 100 years before we have to deal with something like this. But like all of us, we were caught, right, when this first happened, I guess, back in February and March. It was right after my second grandson was born. I was in Tampa, and I had to get back to Pittsburgh. And the first thing that came to mind was safety for our employees and their families, right, because without the employees and obviously them supporting their families, it'd be a difficult job for us to continue to do what we do. All right, so we immediately secured the pharmacy, protected our employees, and then looked to see how we could continue to service our customers. We knew we could do some remote work, so we were able to get the social distancing in and those types of things. So once we kind of got that moving, and that's still a continued process now, you know, it's not over like we know, but we continue to monitor that. And then immediately and maybe even concurrently, we started to take a look at how we could help our customers. And, you know, our customers are nursing homes and seniors, and they're the most vulnerable, the most at risk. So we were in a unique position to really have an impact with our patients and the businesses that we organize. And fortunately, one of the things that really worked out for us is that we package our medications in something we call a simple pack. And a simple pack is simply packaging our medications based on administration times. So, for example, we package breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime, right? And all the medications that a person needs for any one of those med pass times are in a pouch. And once you take the pouch, you throw it away. Now, most of us are used to getting our medications from a retail pharmacy or maybe a long-term care pharmacy. And in those cases, the medications are packaged in a vial, in a bottle, or in some type of medication card. So obviously, if you're taking your medications with those types of systems, you're touching the bottle or the package multiple times. And all of us are focused more on touches and transmission and than we've ever been before, right? For crying out loud, we've been asked not to touch our face. So we're very focused on the transmission issue, especially now that we're heading into the flu season. And in the pharmacy, we have a lot of automation that eliminates the human touch, right? So instead of having to grab bottles, we have robots and computers. And instead of having pharmacists having to look at all the medications, we have some software in the pharmacy that works hand-in-hand with the pharmacist to make sure things are safe and done properly, but again, reduces the number of touches in the pharmacy, so reduces the possibility of us spreading the virus or focusing on transmission issues. One interesting thing is in our nursing home business, we used to send the meds out in plastic totes, and the totes went out throughout the nursing home and came back to the pharmacy, but then we immediately went to cardboard boxes, delivered the boxes in the lobby, very aware of transmission in these nursing homes, because again, we know that that's where most of the issues have been over the preceding months. So, and I guess the last thing I'll say as it relates to our Meds to Home program is that we used to deliver medications right to the daycare center where these PACE programs take care of seniors, frail seniors, and our program now has evolved into a point where we deliver right to a patient's home, right? So we deliver to their home, and again, we've got transmission protocols, so we don't need things like signatures and other things that we had before the pandemic. We have other types of processes in place to make the seniors feel very safe. We all know that they don't want to leave their homes these days for fear of contracting the virus. So our programs really do gear itself around the safety of home environment for our patients that we serve.
Well, it certainly sounds like to me that you're doing everything you can and doing a great job at keeping the spread of the disease at halt. Good stuff and good job. What is GreenRx's Meds to Home program and who does it serve?
Sure. I'd be glad to. We're very proud of our Meds to Home program, and it really does touch multiple segments or processes when serving the seniors and servicing the PACE organization. So I guess the cornerstone of the program is how we package the medications. Again, many seniors, like my mom, who's 84 and in Toledo, doing a great job, still cutting the grass. But at some point in time, and I can see it already, the medication management is harder and harder to manage. So she's got a day minder. Most seniors have a day minder and have someone help them with the pills. And then this, like, memory, right? And as we get older, we lose our memory or begin to lose our memory. So our program is focused on literacy, large font, images. So when you get a box from our Meds to Home program with your 30-day supply of medications, there's going to be a nice smart label there. We call it the smart label because it's very descriptive. It has a picture of mom's birthday. We use images like roosters, sun rising, sun setting, moons for meds you take at night, all of our literature that accompanies the medication box, any leaflets or educational materials are all done at a fifth grade reading level. and are available in over 30 languages. So big part of our Meds to Home program is making it very simple for mom or dad or your, you know, this frail senior to be adherent with their medications. I mentioned earlier we deliver to home. We call that our white glove program, our concierge service, right? We used to use some proprietary couriers and it was two knocks and a sticker on the door, I'll be back next time. Well, mom can't wait for her medications the next day, so our concierge drivers are specifically trained on how to handle frail seniors, how to be appropriate. They make a call ahead of time. Hey, Mrs. Smith, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Please answer the door. It's me, Bob. I'm delivering your meds. So very personal type delivery of our Meds to Home program. And the last thing I'll say to it is that it's also geared towards helping our PACE providers, our customers, our business customers. So we engage very much with the physicians, the nurse practitioners, the center staff, the nurses that are caring for these folks, because if we do a good job supporting the central cast, then we'll all be successful. So we're very focused on helping our customers through the Meds to Home program be successful with their care planning and their goals and their mission with their patients.
This Meds to Home program is certainly a fabulous service that you offer and so needed in the space. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs. Zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. That's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Bob Rowland, the president and COO of GrainRx. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you previously mentioned PACE. What exactly is PACE, and what is GrainRx's role in supporting this program?
Sure. Well, PACE is the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, right? So that's how you get the PACE. And, PACE is a wonderful program. I wish they had the program in Toledo where my mom lives, and I hope there's still PACE programs when I get to that age. But it is a program that, like the name says, is all-inclusive, right? So in order to participate in the PACE program as a beneficiary, you elect into a PACE program if you have one in the area. 90% of the beneficiaries that go into these PACE programs are what we call dual eligible, which means they have both their Medicare benefits and their Medicaid benefits. And most people that have Medicaid programs, that's for the underserved, the poor, right? So sometimes we deal with very difficult situations, lack of resources, rural areas. But the PACE program, what makes it unique, I think, is that it has financial responsibility to Medicare and Medicaid. They have to deliver the program within a budget, and they do a very good job with that. The patients have to be nursing home eligible. In other words, you've got to be pretty bad shape or eligible for a nursing home in terms of your care needs. So their challenge is to keep them out of the nursing home and provide social services. I was in one of our customer locations a few weeks ago, and they were delivering food, right? I'd heard of situations where, mom's going to, or the patient's going to the hospital, and they were trying to figure out what's going on, and she didn't have any air conditioning. So they put an air conditioning unit in her bedroom. So it's really almost anything that reasonably makes sense to make sure that these frail seniors stay at home, have a high quality of life, and our part of that is the medication piece. And we've all read articles about how lack of medication adherence cost our country billions of dollars, and so it's a very big focus within the PACE programs, working with the physicians, and we're uniquely qualified to be able to do this because part of our healthcare entity here at Grain in Pittsburgh, we own 12 PACE programs, right? So we get to go elbow to elbow on a daily basis with the folks that are actually doing what I'm describing, and we learn from that, and we modify our programs and customize what we do to each one of these programs so they can meet their mission and their goals.
And again, we certainly are appreciative of what you're doing in this space through GrainRx there with the PACE program and also with the Meds to Home program as well. As we conclude, one last question. In light of the pandemic, how has GrainRx evolved to respond to changing conditions?
Yeah, you know, again, I'll have to say, you know, safety first. It's a core value here. You know, we have done a really good job, I think, because we haven't had any, obviously, any breakouts of the pandemic here. Our team's been great with the safety protocols, whether it be taking temperatures and getting tested when appropriate and maybe restricting where we take some vacations, not put ourselves at risk. So I think the team's done really well, and the company will continue to support that effort. We've also done some things in terms of public education. We recently did a three-part series on transmission issues in the long-term care setting that worked really well. We've been challenged in terms of continuing to grow our business. But like I said, we brought on some customers in California, and it was the first time we had to transition a pharmacy and get involved with a PACE organization during the pandemic. Well, before the pandemic, we would do a lot of training in the daycare center, right? Bring all kinds of things in, make it a party, make it very enthusiastic. Well, guess what? When PACE, they're no longer coming to the center, so we had to figure out a way to leverage telemedicine, how to train the nurses in a COVID environment. So, you know, the good thing about the Meds to Home program is that we're not going to the centers. We're delivering to the patients, and you know, for those PACE centers that have a different model, really coordinating care in the centers has been difficult. We're seeing the PACE centers start to reopen very cautiously, but it's going to take some time for the PACE centers to really create that safe environment and really gain the confidence of our seniors that it is safe. So, you know, we're going to continue our public mission to try to educate and share what we've learned and what works with others who are interested, and continue to focus on what we can control here in our pharmacy settings.
Again, Mr. Rowland, we really appreciate your time and visiting with us here today on eHealth Radio, and really appreciate all you do in the space on behalf of GrainRx. Where can listeners get more information online, and how could they best be in touch as well?
Well, that's going to be our website. I'm glad you asked. It's www.grainrx.com. And if you want to know more about the PACE program, the same website, but /about PACE, and that'll give any of your listeners a lot more information on this great program.
And that sounds like a winner. Again, Mr. Rowland, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Yes, Eric, thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Bob Rowland. He is the COO of GrainRx, and under his strong leadership and financial acumen, GrainRx has grown into a multi-million dollar enterprise while running three large pharmacies and servicing patients across the U.S. And for more details, simply visit GrainRx.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.